You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your lovable hosts,
Kyle
and Charlie, with a special guest who's been on here so long as he's almost not special.
I mean, I'm not really special anymore.
Oh, you're always special. We love you, buddy.
You're special in our hearts all the time. So, it's been a week.
Has it?
I think so.
Yeah, it's been
almost been five weekdays, you know?
It's been about the worst week of the semester.
The worst week ever.
Is that true?
Not really. I mean, I had a good time.
How's your week, Brian?
It's not enjoyable, but it's
Why
almost
is that?
Over.
Can you talk about it?
Yeah, no. There was a psych exam, and I didn't actually do too bad on it. I just don't take doing below my expectations well.
Dang. Sounds like...
Yo, if Brian's expectations are listening, go away.
Brian, stop. Expectations.
But I did destroy that chem quiz, so I'm happy, I guess.
There you go.
Destroying the good way, not destroying the psych exam way.
He absolutely obliterated it. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't do too much.
I did something.
Ooh,
something.
What'd you do?
Did it involve Johnny?
Johnny?
Modern Johnny?
Yeah, it actually did.
Oh my god.
Oh dude, that's so dope. It didn't involve the song that we just played at the beginning of the show.
The song that we just played at the beginning of the show? No.
No?
You should
really?
All listen to again?
Yeah, that song called The Death of Us by Theo Katzman on his new album, Modern Johnny Sings, Songs in the Age of the Vibe.
Listen to the entire album.
Listen to the entire album over and over again, like I have for the last month.
As long as I've lived, I have never found an album that I like every song on until this man released this album. It is, like, needlessly good. Listen to it. Do yourself a favor.
I just saw Theo Katzman live yesterday.
At a wedding.
At a wedding, yes. It was at a wedding.
Yeah.
Should I explain that? I'm not sure.
We'll leave that one up to interpretation.
Well, I'll just say I went to a wedding, but it turns out there was no wedding, and I just saw Theo.
Yeah, the wedding was canceled, but Theo decided to go on anyway.
Yeah, and there was a couple more people than the wedding party than normal.
Yeah. And that was a truly phenomenal concert. I was seriously blown away. I can't even begin to explain how good it was.
Yeah, I mean, by blown away, you literally are only 3 feet tall now.
No, half of my body was destroyed because of how good it
The shrapnel remains of him are kind of hard to look at, but he's happy.
Yeah.
It's quite a shame, isn't it?
He's still got his cheerful little grin.
Theo actually bashed his guitar over his head.
Yeah, he said bonk.
All right, so anyway, so it was in Philadelphia. It was in this, it wasn't, it was a concert venue called the Fillmore, and it wasn't like a concert venue, it was just like a big room, so...
A room.
It was much larger than this room, I'll tell you that. Yeah. But
I mean, this is like a dungeon.
Yeah,
so
it's
like
a little dungeon.
I feel like this is a pretty low standard for a large room.
You know, and maybe it's about the size of the Marlowe room.
Marlowe room. Okay, for those of you that don't know what that is.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the big room at the top of Farenon.
Yeah. Is it the piano?
Pretty big room.
Mm-hmm. No. So when you come up the stairs to the right.
Oh, that one.
Just like maybe it was bigger than that. Maybe it was probably longer and thinner than that.
Yeah, it can hold like 200, 250 people in there comfortably.
Maybe like, probably not 250, definitely not, but.
Maybe 3,000 people comfortably.
Yeah, okay, something like that. Yeah. No, so it was probably like 150 people there, I guess. Maybe more, maybe a little less. So it wasn't that big, but there's no chairs or anything. Everyone just standing.
Everyone's just moshing, dude.
And I was like, I was about 15 to 20 feet away from the stage, so I was like really close.
Yeah, Theo actually breathed in his direction.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after he bashed the guitar over his head.
He literally like broke Kyle's spinal cord with that guitar.
And for those of you who aren't familiar, I'm talking about the artist Theo Katzman. He's a fantastic musician.
Ridiculously good.
Beautiful, beautiful voice.
Apparently a gamer.
Very unique voice, too.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like ridiculously talented. He's also in the band Wolfpack, which everyone should listen to, too, if you like funky vibes.
Yeah.
So he's a very good vocalist, and he wrote every song on this album, of course, and arranged them. and he is a good guitar player, a good piano player.
Good drummer.
An amazing drummer.
Yeah.
He can play bass too.
But
this album was fantastic. So he's sort of touring. It's kind of like the tour for the album. I'm not sure if it actually is or not, but
he's just going around, hanging out.
He was most primarily playing stuff from Modern Johnny, which is nice, because all these songs are really good, and I got to hear some of my favorites. All the musicians that were with him were really good. See, actually, first before he came out, someone named Rhett Madison opened up for him.
Yeah,
she's a really, I've never heard of her before. Well, I've heard the name, but she's a really good, like, sort of country soul kind of singer.
Dang, he went to country concert? Wow.
Bro.
Yo, did you wear your jean shorts, jean jacket, jean boots, and jean hat?
Yeah, I wore my jean shoes.
Yeah, dude, bringing out the J outfit.
You had, like, a piece of hay in between your teeth.
Yeah.
Underneath,
I was wearing a straw hat.
Yeah, that also happened to have a jean hat on top of it.
So the opener was good. We waited around for a while because apparently, I don't know why, there was like this big window between when the opener finished and when Theo came out. And what I don't understand is why the opener, like, Rhett Madison just like didn't do anything. Like, she wasn't like at the concert. Like, she showed up for her opening and then like stood around in the back and then just like disappeared into the wings.
Into the void.
And she showed up during the encore. So, like, where was she doing the entire time?
Why did she, like, she's a demonic spirit that has to be summoned at concerts.
Like, she could have sang backup on any of the songs. Like, she should have just been on stage doing something, but she, like, didn't. Anyway.
She could have been taking a nap. You never know.
I guess so, but, yeah, like, why
It was
not,
bedtime.
Why be there and then be there for the encore and then not be there for the actual main concert? I don't know.
Out of curiosity, when did you return to campus?
When did I return? Wasn't that? It was, like, 1:30.
Oh, fair.
That's past your bedtime,
absolutely.
Mister.
Gosh darn it, I could have gone in the end.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, Theo... So, it took a while for Theo to come out, but when he did, it was... Like, immediately, just the crowd went wild.
Yeah.
Everyone was happy. Everyone's chanting Joe Dart... Joe. The bassist touring with them is the same bassist from Wolfpack, who's Joe Dart.
He's a monster.
Extremely famous bassist. One of the most famous bassists in the world, I think.
Yeah, like, it's also, like, arguably one of the best.
I mean, then again, the most famous bassist is, like, just above average person, you know?
What?
you know the riff that's always the bassist that never gets recognized?
The lick?
Yeah.
No. I hate that. I heard that in a cartoon clip today, and I turned off the show and just never watched
it. No, we're not talking about the lick, buddy.
Okay, but still, I don't play that. It's funny. It's a fun meme, but...
Haha.
Done.
A fun joke, but Brian get mad. Brian get triggered.
Yeah, I'm steaming. My eyes are popping.
B-Rye, my get
head
mad.
He said aruga aruga.
Aruga.
Yeah, just eyes popping out of skull, tongue rolling on ground.
There's steam coming out of his ears right now.
Yeah. I'm heating up the room actively.
Yeah, I actually had to take off my sweater just because of it too. It's kind of a pain.
Nice.
Like, calm down.
Nice biceps.
Haha, thanks. I occasionally go to the gym.
My epic favorite concert moment ever, now that we're talking about
Can I talk? Can I finish my story?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. You can
he
say,
got, he
you
got co-host.
No, it was Jazz at the Lincoln Center. Not at the Lincoln Center, but their name is Jazz at the Lincoln Center. With Wynton Marsalis, who's like God-tier trumpet. And after the intermission, he just walks out and goes like, yeah, I got into an argument with the other trumpeters, so they're not going to be playing for a bit. And he just soloed all their pieces parts.
Dang, that's a way to flex on them, though. Yeah.
All right, I'll continue.
No, I'm just curious. What do you think they were arguing about?
I have no idea. Like, it's I don't
know. I mean, if he just soloed all their parts, they could have been arguing who's the better trumpeter.
Well, I mean,
and then he could have just flexed on them for the dub.
This is like, he has 8 Grammys, I'm pretty sure. He's.
Yeah, I don't think
other trumpeter number 2 is like, I'm better.
Yeah. All right, what was he saying?
You're talking about...
So get there.
You mentioned Joe Dart.
Oh, by the way, there's like merch being sold. There's kind of like a bar in the back. Like, so if you wanted a drink, you could get one.
Yeah. Or if you were of legal age.
If you were actually of legal age, of course. Which I definitely am.
Yeah, don't break the law, kids.
And so also... Oh, this is another interesting... There was a voting registry there.
Oh,
that's... Because this album's very political. There's a song, You Could Be President, that's pretty political.
The Billionaire one's pretty political.
You Could Be... I Don't Want to Be a Billionaire. Like a Woman Scorn is also really political. It's kind of about, like...
All's Well That Ends Well? I don't know.
No, that one's more, like...
Closing?
Feeling. It's feelings.
Yeah. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Exactly. It was political all along.
Yeah, so he comes out immediately. He's thrilled to be on stage. He starts off, and it's like just like the album, if not better. Like, he sounds better than in the studio. It was extremely impressive. Everything, all the musicians were fantastic, because they're like studio level musicians. Like, these are guys that could play on albums and stuff, and like be a studio. They could be called into studio gigs and stuff. So they're all really good, and they have Joe Dart on the bass. Fantastic. The drummer was amazing. And he just like kept that pocket perfectly all the time. They had a really good slide guitarist there. He primarily played slide guitar. Do you know what slide guitar is, Charlie?
I think I do. It's a variation of like electric guitar, right?
Yeah, so you put like a little thimbley thing on. Maybe that's something different. Or you put like a thing on your finger.
Looks cool.
Oh, and then you slide it across the chords. Yeah.
It makes like a very twangy sound.
Yeah. All right.
It really added a lot to a lot of the songs. A lot of them have it on anyway. But... I think the fan is very close to me.
Yeah. Dude, you've got a big Kyle and Charlie fan right there.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Dude. Our first fan. How'd you get in here in the recording studio?
Give it a kiss. He did it.
He did it, guys. He kissed. If you want your official Kyle Flatko kiss.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but that fan is actually in a relationship, and, oh, you just messed with the wrong guy.
Oh, dude, that... Dude, that big metal fan over there is looking kind of upset that you kissed his girlfriend, haha. Or boyfriend, I don't know. Fans don't really have describable genders, in my opinion.
That's fair. I feel like we classifying them as gender rather than size is not as efficient.
What are you talking about?
Fan biology.
Yeah, fanology.
Oh, I was gonna mix it up worse.
Was this saying... I'll just finish my story.
it's a slow burner.
Yeah.
No, I'm just talking about how good it was. Everything was good.
He's like reliving this as he's describing it. My man is having a grand old time.
He's a big massive smile.
He was in perfect form. His singing was perfect. He had a lot of really cool solos. Every single member of the band soloed at one point. Like, and they were all amazing. Every single one of them was fantastic. Like I said, the piano solo in Death of Us, which we played in the intro, that was extended to like 5 minutes in length, and he was just like improvising, like doing some like jazz improv basically, and it was fantastic. Oh, there was a section where like they would just cut out randomly into soloing or just like improv in the middle of songs sometimes, which like you think might be a little bit like... You know, it might be intrusive or something, but it wasn't. Like, it just flowed really well. And even if it didn't flow very well, it's kind of hard to be mad at them, considering how good it sounds.
Yeah.
So there's one part, I think we have this recorded, actually, a video of this, where they were, like, the...
Kyle, can you pull that video up?
Bro, can you pull the video up?
Can you pull that video up? Bro! All right, sorry, interrupting your story for, like, the 17th time, which is garbage.
So, like, the three... So like the bass, Joe Dart, the bassist, and the guitarist and Theo were like all playing. They all, you know how like when musicians perform together, they're like, especially if it's like a rock concert, and like the guitarists or bassists will like move around the stage and like they'll like play to each other, kind of. Mm-hmm. They'll like get in a circle and like play to each other, and that's what was happening. And it was a sight to behold. I everything was good about the show. Every song was better. Oh, at the end. So he ends up the show with what was the finisher? Plain Jane Heroine was like the big finale, and the finale of the song is already like ridiculous, but they knocked it out of the park. He walks off, thanks Philly for being such a great audience, and of course there's gonna be an encore because this guy loves his fans and he loves performing, and he loves performing here. So he came back, of course. Because everyone just like wanted an encore.
Yeah, who's gonna come back anyways? Sounds like.
And so he did this really cool thing in the encore where he would So he like divided the room into three parts, and so he said, "This part you sing this part you sing this, and this part you sing this." And like, so he'd like cue us during the chorus in the background, and we'd like sing something with him.
Dude, that's actually kind of dope.
Yeah, and everyone, it's like really easy, just because like you, it's really easy to get like a, I think it's like a phenomenon. Like it's really easy to sing in a group, even if like you don't have any singing.
The hive skill. Mind. The hive mind.
Yeah, yeah. It literally is the hive mind. You just like, if you're right next to some, everyone else singing the same thing, you could probably, you could easily get the pitch, even if your pitch is terrible.
Sounds like a Mandela effect to me.
Okay, so
or even major. If you're like, even if you're like a little above or below, it'll probably like even average out when there's so many people singing it. Like obviously in a choir, that's not going to work because like. Unless it's like humongous.
Dum, yeah. Dum, 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 dum. That's the bass. Yeah, so that was
the song we're singing. He went about. He went almost. Easily an hour and a half. Almost 2 hours, I think.
Oh, it was like encore or like just no, like just the main show?
The whole show.
But dang.
That, it was very good. Everything was good. It went nice and long. We were actually going to try to swing seeing Scary Pockets, who were also playing like 10 minutes away by Uber. But it didn't work because Theo went long.
But, so like, is that really a problem Theo went long?
My friend, who might be listening, maybe he is.
Hi, Kyle friend.
Kyle friend? Call number Kyle friend?
So if he was... But he tried to... He, like, knows... He kind of knows one of the guys from Scary Pockets. So, like, he was, like, convinced that they were going to come out of the restaurant, the City Winery, at some point, and we're gonna like try to like confront them and ask why they, because he like asked them on Twitter, hey, why do you have to make me choose between seeing Theo and seeing Scary Pockets, because they're performing like the same time on like listed. Mm-hmm. So he's like, they're gonna try to start later or like earlier or like swing something because they know they'd overlap in fans, but I guess it just didn't happen.
They said
it was too good.
They said ultimatum.
I think he tweeted them after and he's like, yeah, I chose Theo. Henry, if you're listening to this, love you.
I'm so sorry, but Theo gang. This sounds like, honestly, a grand old time. Yeah, you know what else sounds like a grand old time? When experiencing depression, I couldn't get out of bed or focus. My goals and dreams drifted away. I got my life back through the help of a support group of people who had been where I was. They helped me see that my life wasn't limited and that I could still achieve my dreams. 50,000 people find compassion and encouragement at their local Depression and Bipolar Support Alliance support group. Visit supporthelps.org or call 800-826-3632 to learn more. We've been there. We can help. Sorry, I had to do the PSA.
It's fine.
Yeah.
That's all about all I have to say. Anyone listening, though, I'd heavily recommend... What is that?
He took a picture of me with a funny filter.
Oh, that's funny.
Depression isn't a joke.
So, I strongly recommend you guys check out Theo Katzman and his new album, Bon and Johnny Sing, Songs in the Age of Vibe.
Yeah, and this is also a talk show. So, if we're recommending music, it's... The reason why we're doing it is because it's good music.
It's
so good it breaks our norm, you know?
It's like ridiculously, needlessly good in the best way possible.
You get two kinds of recommendations for songs on the Kyle and Charlie Show. Meme garbage.
Alvin the Chipmunk epic dubstep remix.
Like that.
Look it up, folks.
Or actual good songs that we enjoy to listen to.
If I recommend a song, you can be guaranteed it's good.
Yeah, speaking of Brian Payne's song... Brian Payne, how's song going?
Song going good. Mm-hmm. Am I advertising?
Yeah, flex, flex, right. Flex, 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 flex.
Hello, friends. As an aspiring pianist and orchestral composer,
is the mic?
I don't know. The mic's having a hard. It's a little sad.
Yeah,
but I think the audio's okay.
Yeah, you're doing fine.
All right, but as an aspiring musician who. As a man who writes orchestral music, I don't get much people listening to me because that's not really the style anymore. But I have made and released my first EP. You could check it on. Hold on, I have my SoundCloud link memorized.
I think when you've had it memorized, you've made it by then.
Yeah, www.soundcloud.com/astralismusic. That's A-S-T-R-A-L-Y-S. And you know how to spell music.
Hopefully.
And, yeah, it's orchestral with piano stuff in it. People like it. It's actually gotten a lot of listens, which is nice. It's like the first stuff I ever made that people were like unanimously like, yo, this is actually good.
Yeah, you don't just get haters nowadays.
Yeah, I don't. It's a good feeling. And now I get to write a 3-minute atonal piece for my wonderful intro to composition class. Thank you, Professor Orden. We love you.
Ha ha. As an aspiring penis, ha ha.
Yeah,
it's, he said funny genitalia word.
It's not pianist, it's penist.
I think we're allowed to say that. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's like the edge. We're gonna get off of the topic of that though.
Yeah,
no, we're moving.
Wait, speaking of piano though, you did mention before we got in here something about piano lessons.
All right, so I had myself. So first thing you need to know about Brian canonically and just in real life, not to imply that the Kyle and Charlie show is not all 100%.
This is all real life.
It's kind of like the Truman Show.
Yeah. So I have like the worst luck of any human being ever created.
Hmm? I kind of know what the Truman Show is. I don't watch it often, but I think
Charlie, the Truman Show is a movie where someone finds out their entire life is a TV show.
Dang, looks like I really just got baited.
I feel like if that happened, I'd just start making like I would act like I didn't notice and just start looking at the camera, making like really dumb one-liners.
The Truman Show just sounds like an old school like Black Mirror episode.
And this is the Twilight Zone. But my piano lessons.
Yeah, discuss.
Okay, so yeah, I have the worst luck of any human being. This must be known. I have many tales of me messing up stuff completely unintentionally. But so I try to get piano lessons because you know I'm only self-taught. I know how to sound good. I don't know how to play good. But so I sign up for piano lessons like any old chump does. And
chump.
I'm a piano chump, bro. but I sign up, and it's all going well. I do the ad drop form. The person's like, I got it. But what happened is my original teacher, the paperwork sort of fell through the cracks, and she forgot to email me of when my lessons were. And because of the paperwork not coming through, I didn't get a notification of when it was either. So then I got like an angry email from like the music department being like, you skipped your first lesson week. If you wish to quit, send now. And I'm like, hold on.
So wait a second.
I fired back, and then they were like, oh no, I'm sorry. And so then it's good. My lesson is scheduled. And then literally like the day after the teacher finally schedules my lesson, I'm convinced I'm like a blight upon like this earth, but I'm happy. But like the day after she finds out her cancer has come back, I have literally given a human being cancer because my luck is so bad.
Jesus.
But I did take one lesson with her. Very sweet individual. Very wonderful.
Yeah.
And
hope she beats cancer.
She looks. I feel like she's gonna destroy it. I had to quickly not say bad thing there.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had an interesting time with just random cancer bombs, just kind of coming out of nowhere too. Mm-hmm. So for those of you, this is a fine story. Trust me. For those of you that are aware, we currently got a new crepe man at Marquee. Because old crepe man, he was a pretty good cook. I think he was very personal, very, very talkative, very like fine dude to interact with. He was like about our age, good old guy. He left. Not because of cancer. That's not the punchline of this. It's not even a punchline.
It's not a punchline.
No.
Don't use cancer.
That isn't funny, Charlie.
No. It's not. That. That's not what I mean. But he left because he was like, I feel like I've learned everything I can in terms of cooking, like from working for this company. I'm going to go do something else. So he left. One of my strangest memories with this man is that we were just kind of talking, just in like the crepe line. He's making my crepe. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it just, like, the topic, like, comes up, like, girlfriends or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, cool. So, I don't know. Like, I'm just kind of hanging out right now. I'm seeing someone, you know. And he's like, yeah, well, my girlfriend's got, like, really bad cancer, so, you know, not looking forward to that one. And I'm like, I didn't know what to, I literally froze Dude. Up. Everyone else in the line just kind of froze up. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, nah, it's all good. And I'm like,
thank you for the
credit. Is it all good, though?
I was like, how do you respond to that?
Like, what do you say?
Exactly. So I never got a crate for the rest of the term because I could not physically comprehend how to respond to that. You just
couldn't face him after
that? No, literally, like, a couple of my friends were in the line. They, like, we all just, like, looked like we just got slapped in the face because we all, like, verbally got slapped in the face. Wild time. I hope my heart goes out to old crepe guy. I hope he's doing okay and his girlfriend is too, you know. But like, I don't know, I feel like that's not the time to just randomly just slap someone, like a poor, like a good old college kid that's just hungry.
Did it affect your appetite?
I mean, I just didn't know how to respond, so I just got my crepe and I kind of went back and I was like, now sat what
down and like, I was took like, a moment,
okay.
I've still never had Lafayette crepe.
Lafayette crepe, not bad. Lafayette crepe depends, though.
I just don't like waiting in lines. I'm like one of the
oh, yeah, that's true.
People. Some of the savory crepes are kind of whack. Like, yeah. Some of them are good, and some of them are definitely are not.
Yeah, I'm,
like, although, I've got to say, I've had Marquee one time. I think one time, maybe two or three times this entire year. So, like,
I would say that, like, on average, Marquee consistently makes like better tasting things than Upper does, but Upper's more, I don't know, Upper's got like classics, like their pizzas. Upper pizza's the best pizza on campus besides Campus Pizza, which is kind of
it's not really on campus.
So
it's a lie.
Yeah, well, it's like, it's literally you take like maybe five steps off campus and you get to Campus Pizza.
Except if it's on a Friday night, then it's 100 degrees at least in there. And oh, people no. are blasting. They're having the time of their life in
That's
there.
That's true, dude.
It's scary. I don't like it.
If you go to campus on like a Tuesday night, though, it should hopefully be better. Yeah. The weekend, it becomes just the devil's house.
Yeah, the party area.
Yeah, the demon zone.
The goblin zone.
The ghost zone.
I'm going ghost.
We can't go now.
Well, we had to mention Goblin at some point because it's in the title of the episode.
Goblin attacks Lafayette, not clickbait. Yeah. I did not know what to call this episode. Kyle did also not really have any ideas, so I kind of asked Brian.
And, like, within a second, I just spurted
He said, out. Goblin. Goblin ghoul. Goblin goblin.
And like, I was actually crawling on all fours saying that. I was on the wall, too.
Yeah. For those of you that do not know what Brian looks like, Brian is this tall, lanky man.
I'm pretty buff.
Yeah, he's getting muscle, you know. He's not like, he's no beefcake, but he's not like a stick.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? If you punch me, I will fall over and be in pain, but like, I'll live. I'll survive.
Yeah, you won't break a rib.
Like, you can most definitely beat me in an arm wrestle. Like, 60% of the people I walk past, probably.
Charlie, I have a question.
Yeah,
what's up? Have you ever heard the term schmeeze?
Schmeeze.
It's a very important term. Actually, all Kyle and Charlie show fans, start using this word. We're gonna give it to
no,
you.
No, please don't start using the word.
Use it all you need to. If you see Kyle, say your schmeezing.
So Charlie, Brian and I were coming out of Anime Club.
The best club.
This is already a good start.
Oh, yeah, okay, so it has nothing to do with Anime Club. But we're just leaving there, right? So
it's surreal.
It's like 10... What's like 10:30 on Tuesday?
Yeah, it's a 10 like yeah 30.
It's like an 8 o'clock club, and it goes like a couple hours. So we get out. We're walking on the sidewalk, and a car like that has like so, like
oh no, I think
like totally six or seven people shoved into it.
Yeah, blasting.
Like just like a sedan. Shoved six or seven people shoved in this car.
Can I do the impression?
Yeah, sure. You walk if you remember what they say.
Yeah, I got it.
So they roll down the window, blasting music, and they say,
yo, I'm trying to schmeeze tonight. Know any ragers happening? I think he said bangers happening. Yeah, that's like basically.
No, it was bangers because we were confused about why you'd say bangers, because ragers is actually a term that's used for parties and bangers is not.
Banger is like a good song or something that.
And it's just like, he sounded like he was straight out
like,
of
what,
the 90s.
Bangers? We're like, bangers? What do you mean bangers? He's like, yeah, man, bangers, man.
And yeah, like, you know frat houses? Like, give me some names.
Like, We're like, I don't know, man. It's Tuesday.
Tuesday
it's
night.
It's Tuesday night, bro.
At 10:30.
And then he just drives off into the night.
There's been a couple of
people. I think some point. Yeah, the frat houses are that way. We're just like, okay.
Like, just like the fact that he said, I'm trying to schmeeze, just out of nowhere.
Hey, bro, I'm trying to schmeeze.
I don't even know what that's supposed to mean.
I don't even think it's a.
No, I don't think it's a term that people use.
I feel like it has to be.
But, like, we use it now, and if you see Kyle from Kyle and Charlie Show, you must just. Don't even say hi to him. Just say, I'm trying to schmeeze, and just leave.
Or you just go, I'm schmeezing.
I'm schmeezing, bro. Yeah. Wait, what funny cartoon character do you want to hear say I'm schmeezing?
Not Peter Griffin. Anything but Peter Griffin.
Maxie, I'm trying to schmeeze. That was a terrible Goofy level.
I didn't expect Goofy.
No, any bangers happen tonight?
When are we going to get... When is someone in this room going to get cast for voice acting?
I'm good with impressions, but I can only do, like, good emotion in my voice when I'm doing impressions. I can't do my normal voice. It's just meant to be bland.
Your normal voice is just meant to be bland and just no impressionless.
Kyle.
Impressionless. No, emotion. I didn't know why I said impressionless.
Kyle could make it, I feel.
I would like to get into voice acting someday.
I would like to do, like, funny voices for, like, I don't know, like, people's, like, dumb videos.
Because, like you want to be, like, YouTube tier or something like that.
Because, like, it's like if anyone needs a, hey, Lois. Like, I got that.
He's banned. Stop saying Peter Griffin funny text.
I'm trying to schmeeze, Lois. I hate that I can do. I don't even like that show.
I don't know.
Family Guy Funny Moments compilation 297. Brian dies, car accident. Hey, my name's Brian. I didn't die.
Wow, oh, that is funny because your name is Brian and a Family Guy's character is also named Brian.
You know, I got that. I got that before. Though, I prefer...
Dude, so epic. Max at least paint. He's not named Meg, though. I hate Meg.
Funny Meg, bad.
Funny Meg, bad. Meg, evil.
And then there's Epic Stewie.
You know, sometimes I forget...
I'm a baby and I'm British.
Meg is voiced by Mila Kunis and I just, like, don't... I don't, like, recognize that.
It doesn't, like, click. Like, it just doesn't work.
I don't know, dude. Family Guy's is like a whole nother realm that I have like barely dipped my toe into.
Yeah, like watch the first season and then just stop if you want to get into Family Guy.
Yeah. All I know is that they tend to do bit where it's like, that reminds me of the time I was blank, and then they just flash back to blank for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and then and there's also epic Peter versus chicken fight scene.
Why he fight chicken dough?
Because he's just vibing. Against animal rights.
Dude, I don't know, man. If they get in my belly one way or another, they can have whatever rights they want. That's my vote for me, Charlie, for president. 2020.
I'm voting for you, buddy.
Yeah, I would vote for you.
It's better than Mike Bloomberg asking meme accounts to make memes of him.
Mike Bloomberg was eviscerated last night.
Oh no! Like I saw some of those clips. He just got absolutely just. I honestly thought I was just... I switched to the Comedy Channel roast of Michael Bloomberg instead of actual Democratic national debate.
The best part is his...
Kyle can't relate, though. Kyle was listening to music bopping. Instead of watching a rich man get absolutely destroyed by liberal.
But, Kyle, I want to hear your opinion on this. So after the debate happened, Bloomberg's campaign manager released this public statement about it.
All right, lay it on me.
You know you are a winner when you are drawing attacks from all the candidates. Everyone came to destroy Mike tonight. It didn't happen. Everyone wanted him to lose his cool. He didn't do it. He was the grown-up in the room.
Is that true?
Yep. There's more, but like I don't want to read it all.
No, like is that true? Did he really not lose his cool?
He just didn't respond.
Oh, yeah. No, but like he basically admitted to a lot of bad things he did in the past, and like it's fine if you do bad things in the past if you make up for it, but like the thing is he didn't.
Yeah, but like also if you do bad things in the past it will always get dredged up in the debate,
which I think is kind of dumb, but like it can make sense.
Yeah, they're trying to get votes, so like anything for the dub, am I right, gamers?
Heck yeah.
Well, I don't like Mike Bloomberg. Brian Payne of Kyle Charlie Show does not endorse Michael Bloomberg.
No, I don't think so either. I mean, but like...
That's as political as I'll get because I don't like politics.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. When voting comes around, I just, like, that's when I do all my research.
I pick who I don't like because that's easier.
Bro, what? I hate this game.
Well, no, I don't
put him in office.
I don't vote for who I don't like. I'm just like, I could find out who I don't like easier than I like.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. Once I get my ballot for voting in Atlanta, Georgia, because I refuse to register to vote here for some reason.
That being said, vote Libertarian. It's time for the purple wave, baby.
What?
What?
They're purple?
Because what? On the political compass, they're like purpley, I think.
What? That's like moderate, like ultimate centrism or something like that.
Go Libertarian. They're going to give us license. They're going to need to get us license for toasters. It's true. The government's
trying to take over. Why do we need car licenses, bro? What is wrong with government?
I actually remember Barack Obama giving a speech. No one talks about this. Like, no one does. I don't know why. But he talks about how he wants you're going to need a license to tie your shoes. And like,
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, like, no one talks about
this. This Obama speech? Dude, yeah. What are we trying to become, Britain? Ha ha.
You're going to need a license to tie your shoes now.
Oh, mate, you got that license that really for that bad. Telly.
Yeah, no, I've never done an Obama impression before. Yeah.
And you shouldn't do anymore.
Let me be clear.
Let me be clear. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, no. ERB, ERB.
Don't we have to do another PSA thing?
Oh, yeah, we do. He's banging. This is the one I just read. It's approved. That might be. Oh, is that the meat?
I think this is grill. Yeah, it's grilling. Right,
grilling. All right.
Who's who? Oh my
god! He just threw in a rage. Kyle's already memorized all of the lines. All
right,
Kyle, give us the PSA without looking at the lines. All
right.
Okay. Yeah, I'll read it without looking at it.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
I'll try to memorize. Wait, give me like 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Your dad won.
All right.
I'm dead. Right. Which one are we doing? Long one? Short one?
We'll do short one. We'll go easy mode.
Is short one top? Yeah.
Short one at the top. All right. The timer starts now.
Epic Jeopardy theme. Just imagine in your head.
Jeopardy theme. Oh, I should have. Why do we never plan this? I could have queued up the Jeopardy theme.
That would be. But just okay,
there's no way I remember any of this.
Right. You could have just memorized. Oh, no. That's true. One day you will become old.
All right.
So who? What's your character?
He's Dad One.
Dad One.
I'm Dad Two. All
right, and then am I like child?
Yeah, you could be.
Well, kid. You can look at it. I can't look at it.
Yeah, I know. But like,
I'm just gonna make lines up. I'm gonna make lines up.
Yeah. All right.
Russ, serve up those burgers. They look done.
Hey man, you can't tell if the burger's done by the color of the meat.
Is that a meat? The thermometer, it looks like my kid's video game.
Why does your character sound like he's like his deathbed?
He's
How did this man get out of the morgue and, and onto the grill zone?
He's canonically 113.
What's his name? He thinks he's like a Leland.
He's a Leland.
Yeah, his name is Leland Wahlberg. Mike Wahlberg. Is that his name? Mike
Wahlberg? Mark Wahlberg.
Dude, it's Mark Wahlberg? Yeah, my goodness.
It's Mark Wahlberg's son. Leland. Time traveled back to kill Mark Wahlberg.
What? He was so old, he just could not bear the fact of his life. What happened? All right. No, it continued the PSA. I was going to forget the lines.
It's digital, Leland.
Does it beep?
Oh yeah, it beeps.
When does it beep?
When the meat is well done.
I got this way because I didn't eat well when cooked meat. I'll leave it to you down the most cutting edge barbecue technology.
That's not real. That's a real coffin.
Now you know how I felt during Twisted Tales of Poe when I had to do the old man voice.
But, I don't believe it.
You don't believe what? Leland. What? What?
What are you reading? Sound like Naruto or something.
Believe it! You know? His catchphrase.
Wait, what are you trying?
You're literally wearing a Naruto headband right now and don't even know Naruto's catchphrase.
Wait, I don't understand what
we weren't supposed to
what
discuss.
What were you trying to say?
I said, I don't believe it. Then you're like.
Oh, you better believe it. I basically said that.
Yeah.
I said that without even
Leland going. Leland ate the wrong. He ate uncooked meat and did not
think. You better believe it, Leland. I care about keeping my kids safe, unlike you.
Good point. I lost three, but where can I get one of those? I don't want to lose any more.
Get what, children or meat thermometers?
Both, but preferably the meat thermometer first.
What's happening to Leland's voice?
Leland is like aging backwards. This is a side effect of the time travel.
What's happening?
Did we switch to the long one?
I have no idea what's going on. I think we just started from the... Leland is fired.
Mark, okay, Leland, well, Mark kid, Wahlberg kid, is replaced.
Go kid, just say kid. Say kid line.
Dad, is it done yet?
Daddy?
Puppy? Beep.
Puppy?
Ah, sure is, son. Perfectly cooked. Perfectly safe.
For more information, visit www.isitdoneyet.gov. That's GOV as in government, gubernatorial, gubernatorial. No, not gubernatorial. I'm sorry.
So, new band character alongside Peter Griffin is now Leland.
Charlie, if you touch that right here, that lamp, that's how I've lived this long. If you turn it off, I die.
Is that like a lich from D&D? Like their phylactery is like, that's where they keep their soul. It's like Voldemort. It's like his soul is stored inside of it.
Oh my god, you look like Harry Potter.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Harry Potter, why is your hair so long?
How'd you get beard Harry Potter? Harry Potter is about to expelliarmus you until you can't walk.
I think that's septum centra instead. That's how you severed the limbs. I bet you don't even know Harry Potter.
He is Harry
Potter. I'll give you that scar. On his forehead.
No, please. My mom says I'm very sensitive to physical contact.
Well, you're about to get a lot more sensitive.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
What's that supposed to mean, Leland?
Oh, I'm Leland again?
What does that mean?
It means I'm going to scar his forehead in the shape of a lightning bolt.
He's going to try to kill me, but my mother will jump in the way and protect me.
I don't kill people because they look like Harry Potter. I just... scoff. I don't even...
You scoff like, at them and they just...
And then I walk away. I actually cough in their face and
I remove one of my white gloves and slap them across the face.
You fool. I'm not even British.
You absolute...
buffoon. You think I'm British.
I was trying to do Irish.
No. You absolute buffoon. You think I'm... That's Scottish.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to go for that, but then I realized that accent tends to say a lot of naughty words.
You could if you're like classic kilt wearing Scottish, it's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
You just have to imagine yourself in a
kilt. I just feel like I'd get too involved and I would start just seeping into like Irish slang.
I mean, I get too involved when I do like Minecraft kid impressions.
Minecraft kid impressions.
Oh, Charlie, we have something to show you.
Oh no,
I don't see you.
I mean, like, I can do like snotty kid. Really.
We'll show you after.
Yeah,
the show.
It's an important video.
Oh no.
Arguably
oh, no.
My magnum opus, but
your magnum.
Actually, no. That's
no. All right, master, throwback but... time. I was supposed to have a Minecraft account, like a YouTube account,
mm-hmm.
where I post Minecraft videos with like one of my good friends from middle school.
From prison.
Yeah, I guess. Middle school is a prison, guys. I'm a hip, relatable author that writes about them. It's really... Oh, that was intimidating. Thank you. Brian rolled up his sleeves and flexed, and you remember how I said he wasn't, like, a beefcake kind of dude? Well, his arms are definitely cake.
I have cake put on my arms.
I don't know. Like, he's kind of spooky if he flexes at you. It's very intimidating.
I only do it on special occasions, being Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa.
This is neither of them. This
My clock's wrong.
Oh, dude, I'm sorry. That must have been daylight savings time.
Yeah, it looks like it's time for you to get a watch.
I don't have anything.
Looks like Ihana can't tell the time. Hey guys, you forgot to laugh. I'm just gonna Kyle laugh.
I'm trying to think of another joke.
Kyle Falatko.
Ihana can't think of another joke.
You just made that joke.
I just made joke two. Kyle Falatko.
You Hanukkah can't Falatko. Stop me.
I'm trying to think of more Hanukkah-related puns, but I can't.
All... No, that doesn't work.
Fellas, you're getting lit like a menorah up in here. That was really bad. I'm so sorry for everyone that
I'll
had
Chris
to listen
Mame
to
you.
Chris Mame just sounds like a name. Yeah.
It's a Chris
it's like
Angel.
One of those dumb joke names. I'm Chris Mame.
Chris Angel.
Yeah, that's...
Mind free.
That's just what I'm... Also, we got a loyal listener right now. Shout out to my boy Owen. He's doing things right now.
Owen, I know we're canonically the same person.
Yeah.
You're my better half.
Yeah, every time we try to get Brian and Owen to just, like, collab, one of the two just can't do it.
Actually, every time I pass him in campus, lightning strikes me. It's one fact. I don't even know him.
No, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, you just, like, morph.
Yeah, like, my bones start cracking, and I, like...
Yeah, you become more and more like a father and less like a teenager.
You know, you guys mentioned names that seem like fake, like an alias. Like, what was the name we just said? Like,
you said Chris Mame.
Yeah, Chris Mame. He said Chris Mame.
Yeah.
So I saw an advertisement, like a bus stop, like, ad.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, on, it's, like, for a lawyer named Rand Spear.
Rand Spear.
And that's like the coolest name ever.
Spear Esquire. I mean,
like, but it doesn't sound real. Like, it sounds fake. It doesn't sound like a name that someone would actually have.
I mean, my vote for coolest name ever is still E. Justice Odenworth.
There's a lot of cool names.
Yeah. I don't know. I think one of my favorite names, I actually saw this in, like, a geology documentary that we watched in, like, lab one day for geology. Literally, this man that was, like, given this thing, his name...
Chris Angel.
No, it was not Chris Angel.
That's the ultimate mind freak.
It was, in fact, James Doubleday. Which like is that. Just like, if I ever like have to like forego my identity as Charlie Harper, I will be adopting the name James Doubleday as my alias. Just letting you know. No, he was just like some just like dude that was just, I think he was just chilling out in, like, Midwest U.S.
Matt Damon would sound glorious in an Australian accent.
Matt Damon would sound pretty good in an Australian accent. Matt Damon...
That's not what he said. He said that name, but continue.
Oh.
I mean, Matt Damon, too. Matt Damon. Thank you for going with that.
Hey, I do my best. I'm an okay radio person.
Hana couldn't hear me.
Hana could have.
That doesn't
would've
work at all.
I really Kwanzaed that one, guys. Ha ha.
Hey, I'm the Chris Man in the room.
Yeah.
Isn't Chris Man a name?
Chris Man? We already got Chris Mame. Now you just took out an I. There is no I in Chris Man. There is. I realized the joke was...
That's Kwanzaa-real. I'm sorry,
folks. I really Kwanzaed that one, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you squandered me. I tried to make squandered and Kwanzaa.
I don't know. I feel like if I'm ever confused, I just say, I just don't know what's Kwanzaing on right now, fellas. Because it's just... Who, Kyle, real quick, describe what is Kwanzaa.
I honestly don't know.
Exactly. What's Kwanzaa?
Like, I don't know enough. I don't know enough about it. I know it's... I think it's it is a Christian holiday, isn't it? Like it's a. I thought it was a sect.
What the? It was Christian.
I think it has some Christian origins.
What are you? A religious studies major?
Like, is it Coptic or something? I think it's Coptic.
It's got its origins.
Like Ethiopic Christianity.
Yeah, it was like celebrated in. It's I think in the U.S. though. It's the last 5 days of the year, and the final day of Kwanzaa is on the New Year. So that's all I know. I've always, like, I think at one point in my life, I was like, you know what? I really want to learn what Kwanzaa is.
Really? I didn't know this. It's actually just an American thing.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think it originated from,
pre-Civil War-esque
kind of holidays.
This is what happens when this podcast is all white people.
Well, that's every podcast.
I don't think anyone on campus, regardless of race, is really all that aware of Kwanzaa.
No, I'm sure there are some people.
Yes, there are. There's always going to be some people, but I don't really think there's like a big Kwanzaa, scene on campus. It's more of like an older holiday. It's like, I don't know. Think of it as like a more like traditional Thanksgiving. That is still kind of recognized by the government, but like, you get those dates off anyways. So anyways, real Kwanzaa fans, the fandom's dying, guys. Please like this episode if you're a real Kwanzaa fan.
I have to stop myself from saying more of those jokes.
Oh no, Brian, no, please, no.
I won't. I only tell really good jokes. Ihana can't tell a bad one.
Yeah, I don't really.
If you say one more, you'll Macca be kicked out of the podcast.
Yeah, he has the power to do that too. Don't forget, this is the Kyle and
so Chris show. Name you. He laughed. I laughed.
He's been defeated. He got a giggle. Giggle's a funny word. Like who just is like, oh, I giggled, haha.
Oh, hey, moments. before we run out of time, I need to shill Hedatron. Hey guys, do you like plays?
You betcha, I'm a big theater fan.
Wow, me too.
Me too.
So much so that I'm in a play actually.
Oh.
Yes, Hedatron. Lafayette College's production of Hedatron is next week, the 28th. I should know this, but it's like next week.
28th for a second, right?
No, I think it's 28,
29, 30. There's no 29th of February.
A leap year, baby. Leap year.
We're not in a leap year. Are we in a leap year?
Yeah, because it's a presidential election.
Oh, dude, I'm so zonked out of this.
That's the only way I remember. Oh, huh.
28th, 29th, and are you guys doing one on the 1st as well?
I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. I stung myself.
But anyways, again. That would be next Friday but, and yeah, Saturday next, for next, sure,
late
right?
Late next week and the week like weekend. It is a show about, is a adaptation, question mark, of Henrik Ibsen's Hedda Gabler. It is about a pregnant housewife who was abducted by robots. That's not what the original play is about. That's what this play is about. Hence the Tron in the name. And it is something else. It is only going to be about an hour long, so I would recommend that anyone. It's not really a big commitment. You're not going to be there for 2 hours. And even if it doesn't make any sense, it'll be very entertaining, and you'll get to see me performing as Henrik Ibsen himself.
Yeah, Kyle is canonically the creator of Hedda Tron.
So you can go on the ticket. I don't know what the ticket website's called, but I'm sure. If you've ever bought tickets on campus,
Google before, Lafayette Theater Production Tickets action, and you will find it. That's how I found it before.
Action, explosion, robots.
Michael Tron. Bay.
Michael Bay.
This summer. Tron. No, but anyways, go support one of the most important co-hosts in this show.
Watch.
There's actually two important co-hosts, but we're focusing on the main man right now.
The really.
All right, let's hit him with some Alvin.
Alvin? Who's yeah. Alvin? What is he doing in my podcast?
You know, Alvin and the Chipmunks have a lot of Christmas-related songs.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a... I can't do an Alvin impression. I do my best.
Hold on, I could try.
Don't. Do Brian, don't.
My friend, the witch doctor.
That oh. You literally... All right, for those of you that obviously did not see...
That high.
He was literally trying to choke himself well, to no, hit that
like,
note.
If I push in... my throat a little, it's a lot easier to go higher.
Wow, that almost sounds extremely unhealthy.
No, it's not. I'm fine. I'm bass. This is a bass thing. You wouldn't get it.
It's a bass thing?
It's yeah, not.
Yeah. All basses can do that. Actually, all
I promise
basses,
you that's not
I'm a soprano thing. 8, sir. Stop talking to
me. Well, you know what's definitely a bass thing right now?
Food safety.
Food safety.
I'm sorry if I stole your money.
Please, no. All of you listening to this annual tradition,
Hedatron,
just like Hedatron on the Kyle and Charlie show. Also, go see Hedatron.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you: bacteria can hide in food and make you ill.
Wow!
But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with 4 simple steps: clean.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Cook. And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tidy.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
It really is awesome.
You stole Kyle's line.
He gets a little more awesome every time, baby.
You betcha.
A little more awesome every time.
A little more awesome every time. Oh, dude, now they have so much.
It's kind of Theodope.
At least it wasn't a Hanukkah one this time.
I'm on a roll tonight. They're so bad. They're good.
Dude, I'm really on a Easter Day roll.
Yeah, I'm kind of really like great. An egg. You know, eggs are rotund. They roll.
Yeah, they are mostly spherical in nature.
You see, I just used the literary device.
Yeah, should we close out the podcast? No literary devices on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's
there are no devices allowed on this flight, good sir. Especially literary ones.
Anaphora.
Let's close the podcast.
We're done. We're done.
Going too far.
Let's play him out with some more Theo, I think.
Yeah. What song do you
think
do?
Do you think we could play best, but then pause?
No, I have no idea what part's the danger
zone. Let's
do
Lily of Casablanca is a sweet one.
All right.
It's not like a good outro song, though, is it?
I mean, it's like...
No, we could always do as an outro song. We could do...
From Agnes Hill was Vesta Descending. It's a Renaissance choral imitative polyphony.
Just play something from Theo, please.
No, sorry, text pain.
Please, I need Theo. From need Latin Theo. Hill, all right, you know what? Let's play his top song.
Yeah.
Break Up Together by Theo.
Cats.
Theo. All right. You all have a good night. I really hope this doesn't have any curse words.
It doesn't say it does. I don't think it should.
Alrighty.
Does it show that on the... yeah, it does.
All right. Good night, everyone. We will see you next week.
Sleep well. Look under your bed for goblins.
Yeah. And especially Brian, who is currently goblin commander of the Lafayette Lord. District. Kyle might also be there, too. He fights a lot of goblins.
We're secret allies, but don't tell anyone.
Alrighty. Well, good night, everyone. This is Break Up Together by the main man, Theo.
Theo Casman.
99.
Somehow it's